That makes no sense, Cappy.
None. Zero.
Why can't they add a name to it?
Because everything's a pain in the ass in this world. That's why.
Did you tell them you know George Sedano?
I tried, but this guy was like not having it.
What happened?
He's trying to add a name to his reservation so Rachel can check in to their chateau without Cappy. And this guy was like, no, sir, we cannot do that.
I know a trick for you, Cappy. I'll show you in the break.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
I'm a very loyal Marriott.
Yeah, so I booked a hotel room across the street here from LA Live.
Well, see, I was trying to hold all that back.
No, it's
okay. There's like five Marriotts around here, so no one knows which one it is.
Now you're going to have like a fan at the door. Hey, Cappy, get out of here.
Yeah, come on. Let's go for a taco tour. Let's go, man. So, so I booked this hotel room for tonight because we have this company-wide dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, and then I figure Chris and I are probably going to go run around a little while.
Well, I got a 10:20 train, so we can get a couple pops in.
Okay.
A couple belts.
Right. So then, Rachel.
Guys running around.
Yeah.
Smacking it around.
Doing some pops.
Talking Dodgers trade deadline.
A smack off?
Huge.
Could. Possible.
Can you say that on regular radio?
Smack off or Van Smack?
Any of it.
The pimp in the box?
So anyway, so I call over to the hotel and I go, hey, could you do me a favor? I want to, you know, add a name to my, so that she can check in because I don't think she's going to beat me there. And this guy was like, no, we can't do that.
But let me tell you this, Sedano. For a guy who just sat in on a national radio show yesterday, the Jim Rome show, he's so not confident on the phone. It's like he's asking for forgiveness from these people. Hey, my name is Scott. Scott, I was just like, he does. Like, if you called, you'd be like, you would make them do it.
Yeah. Well, look, first of all, Cappy, are you a Marriott, a Bonvoy Rewards member?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And you download the app.
Lindsay's right. You got to lead with that.
I'll show
you.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no. They wanted to transfer me to the Bonvoyage, like whatever it's called.
So why don't you go to them? Because they will do it for you.
Oh, well, because I didn't have time. There wasn't enough, you know, time in the commercial break.
Yeah.
Well,
BK could have handled things.
Cap, I'll show you how to do it in the app. It'll take you 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go. That's true. Lindsay, that is an easier way to do it.
Really? On the app?
Yeah. And then she can, it will give her a digital key and she can unlock the door.
Oh,
to the phone.
Have a digital key.
I tried to do this because they sent me an email. They said, do you want to do contactless check-in? We'll text you when the room is ready. You can just use your phone.
And you didn't think that would be a good idea?
No, I said, yes, 100%. Let's do it. And then when I did it, they never sent me a text. And then I called Bonvoyage and then they were like, yeah, we don't think you did it. I'm like, no, but I did. All right, help me.
I'll help you during
the break. Why are you so bad at tech?
Seriously.
Like, does your son sit there and kind of laugh at how bad you are at tech?
I think he's just as bad.
No, he kind of...
That's true.
Yeah,
That's true.
No!
He said he got kicked off the Uber app, so he couldn't order an Uber.
Right, he did. He did say that.
When we were talking about the whole pizza thing and you stealing pizza from a stranger, he's like, I don't think that's that bad. I'm like, see, this is why you guys get kicked out of apps. I get it now.
Yeah. He didn't think it was that bad stealing the pizza from the guy next to me.
Yeah. Meanwhile... A few minutes after 6 o'clock, you know what it's time for. Time for What You Need to Know. Take it away, Producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Well, what you need to know right now is that a passenger traveling to Australia was fined nearly $2,000 after they tried to bring a pair of McDonald's egg and beef sausage McMuffins into the country along with a ham croissant. The passenger, who was traveling from Bali to Darwin in Australia, was fined about $1,800 for failing to declare potential high biosecurity risk items and providing a false and misleading document. Because Australia requires travelers to declare, quote, risk items like certain foods, which include cheese, honey, and nuts, animal products, and plant material. So he's got that big $1,800 fine to pay all over some egg McMuffins. And that's what you need to know.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. When was the last time you had...
That's something you would do, though, Cappy.
What, trying to sneak in an Egg McMuffin?
Yeah, and they'd fine you for it. And then you'd be like, what? It's kind of like when you went to Mexico with with your canister of gummies and with that says THC product on it. And they were like, sir, you're going to have to pay a fine or you're going to jail here. Like,
you hear about this,
and they
Brian?
Swindled them for like $500.
Yeah. But this is the kind of thing where I say, I think you did the right thing.
Right. B-Cam is like, I'm just going to continue to encourage you because you doing all this stupid stuff is actually good for the show. So yeah. B-Cam, I'm going to, I was going down to Mexico and I went through the cross-border airport from the San Diego border into Tijuana. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we went in, I had all these cannabis products, but like they were in my bag. And
but they were also in the original wrapping. Right.
So that I didn't take anything out.
You know
what I mean?
They actually say THC product.
Right. Like they were all in the box. Right. Some people are like, you know what I do is I take my deodorant, I take it out, then I put the stuff down in there and in a plastic bag, and I put the deodorant back in. And then I'm like, you go to that much trouble?
You don't have to go that far, dude. Like, what did you have? A bunch of gummies?
I had gummies.
Okay, why don't you just buy like melatonin gummies or something and put them in there?
Well, hold on, George. I had gummies. I had pre-rolls.
Oh, see, that's going to get
okay,
you.
But I have a buddy who has been traveling with pre-rolls for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's a cigarette smoker. He literally just puts them in his cigarette box.
Yeah, but this is an international flight. And so
that's right. International, you're totally screwed.
But they saw me coming from a mile away because I had just gone to an ATM. I had no cash. I had zero cash with me. Yeah. I go to an ATM. I put in the ATM. I want $500, right? Out comes 500 pesos, which is all of about 30 bucks, you know? Right? So they saw me go to the ATM. Then they go and they look through my stuff. And I'm telling you guys, I had things like in pockets that were like zippered that you could never find. This girl found every last product that I had, right?
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she told me, do you know, sir, that bringing cannabis into Mexico is illegal? And I'm like, stupid American. No, I didn't know. What? Why? What? There's a problem? I didn't know there was a problem. What? It's legal right over here. And like, yeah, well, you know, you're violating the law of Mexico. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. You know, I love Mexico. I'm coming in, you know? Like, what's, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings here. I'm not trying to break the law.
I love Mexico.
I love it. Mi amore. Si.
You love it? Oh, fine. Right. Carry on, sir.
So, there we go. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Move it along.
So she tells me that it's like a $150 fine. Keep in mind, I have no cash.
Right.
You know? So now I have to go to my girlfriend, Rachel. Babe, can I know you got a bunch of cash on you. Can I get like $150? So she gives me $150. I go over to where they're confiscating my stuff, and then I'm paying the fine. And then she goes, $250. And I go, no, you said $150. She starts calling her colleague. You know, right now, I'm like,
waited too long to get the $150.
Right. So now I think I'm going to jail. So now I got to go back to Rubber Rachel, take another $100. Now I got to walk back $250. Now I pay the girl the $250 and I go, wait a second. Can't I have my stuff back? And she's like, no, you're paying the fine. We're taking your stuff, and you either go in or go home. You decide, pal. I went on with my trip.
Yeah.
Did she actually say pal?
Not exactly. No. Amigo is how she said it.
Compadre.
That's old school.
Right.
Cap, when I was on the Indian reservation up at Seneca in Allegheny, they recently legalized marijuana, and so it's like you go on the Indian reservation. It's everywhere. And they had fill up a tank of gas and get two free pre-rolls.
Wow.
And I thought that was like the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was a great sign.
In Oregon, Oregon, Washington, too, to a pretty big extent. But Oregon is like, there's like a dispensary like every couple of blocks. It's amazing. Like I thought LA had a lot of dispensaries. I'm like, Oregon has they were a little behind for a while. Now they've like pushed full forward. Beyond anyone I've ever seen as far as dispensaries are concerned.
George, you should come to East LA with me because they've got a tremendous number of very large dispensaries. But that's my part of town, East LA, you know? Yeah. So I don't know if you ever want to come with me.
Explain to people why you're saying that. Because if somebody doesn't realize you did a taco run.
They don't realize. They think you're mocking them.
Yeah, think you're mocking
them. I'm not mocking. No mock.
But see, you have to reset things in radio, Cap. I don't know if you know that.
Okay, go ahead. So what do you want me to do?
So reset
you
the bit.
You took a tour.
Yeah.
So 1 week ago today, Beto Duran was in this studio doing what Beto does, just wreaking havoc on every place that he goes. And then he said, we're going to go to East LA tonight and we're going to have tacos and we're going to go on a taco tour. And I said, that sounds like fun. And then Chris was like, I don't know, man. I'm not so sure about that. I'm like,
what I said is I got a 6:30 train. I'm going to leave early.
I've got a 6:30 train. I don't know if I can do that.
Right. And I said, no chance, man. If I'm going, you're going.
I love that you make my voice like Stewie. On Family Guy.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
Make your voice like Stewie, you make
Because much like Stewie, I've got a lot of the same traits.
I think you have a lot of the same traits.
On the Wings of Love? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right, I just know that's one of your favorite songs. Anyway, so Chris and I joined Beto, but then Laura and Funchy. Where is Funchy? Funchy,
there I am.
What are you? Are you not playing with us today?
No, I'm playing with you guys. I had to put together Lakers Talk, which is airing later.
Oh, the tradition unlike any other. Yeah.
Did you guys see Funchy's pants today?
I did.
They are so rad. And I told him,
For a second, that sounded like a trick question.
Yeah.
No, Funchy's pants are so cool. And I'm like, Funchy, I got to get a pair of those pants, and I need some of those dope-ass, you know, Air Jordans that you're wearing.
You can wear them.
And my son said to me, you can't wear that.
Yeah, like
he's right.
No, he could. He can wear that.
He's right.
No.
Cappy
can
listen
pull it off.
To your son. Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
Come on, Funch.
I believe in you, Cappy.
Funch, let's change pants. Let's switch pants.
No.
I don't think we should do it in studio, but, you know.
You don't think Funchy's pants
also,
would fit me?
Yeah, there's no way. No. There's no way.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They won't get past your knees.
Not even. No, 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 no. He's tall and skinny. You're...
Yeah, you
tall adjacent,
seriously.
And definitely not skinny.
Yeah, I'm
tall
may not even.
You look like a size 30. I wear a size 30.
30-inch waist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cappy, what are you, 36?
I mean, you know.
On a good day.
Maybe if I get out of the sauna.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I can wear a 36 uncomfortably.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you're like that right now?
No
now,
way.
I will say this. When I watched
easy,
you on the Pimp
now.
And
easy,
the Box
that's
show.
Easy. That's hitting the
when I watched you on the Pimp. In the Pimp of the Box show, there was an angle I took a picture of you.
Yeah, how fat did I look?
It didn't look great.
Yeah, my face looks so fat, right?
You're not
your
fat,
face.
Though.
It looked like a potato, like potato head, like Mr.
Wow.
Potato Head.
30 minutes in the makeup chair, you think they would have done some contouring, you know, make it look skinnier.
Maybe like a mango, maybe not a potato, but whatever. Nonetheless, it was not flattering. And I was like, when they got you from the front angle, you looked okay.
Yeah.
But when they did like a 45 degree.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, that's because I've got four chins nowadays. This is why on September 6th, I start my diet.
Why?
Right.
Again.
But then September 7th, we're probably going to the Rams game.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's September 8th. So I'm still good on September
7th.
Sorry.
So September 8th. So 2 days after your diet allegedly starts,
right.
We're probably going to be, you're going to be celebrating football.
Right. But September.
Then you've got the golf tournament the next day.
Right.
Right.
Right. September 6th is the start of my diet because that starts the week of football. So the Rams play Thursday. The golf tournament is Friday, and then the official kickoff of the NFL weekend is Sunday, and I can't start my diet now. That's my problem.
But you're going to wait till football season? That's even worse.
I know. This doesn't sound good every time you bring it up. It sounds like a bad idea. Because I'm traveling for a weekend in September. I'm going to see my son play in a game, and because I'm going to be in Cleveland, Lindsay, I'm going to be in your hometown, I'm going to go see the Browns play the Jets.
I know, I'm going to be there too, remember?
And for fun?
We're going to tour the town.
Are you going for fun?
Well, Cappy's boy is the offensive coordinator.
Oh, I thought maybe you were back to doing Westwood One football.
And B-Cam's like, why would you go to the Jets and the Browns? What a horrible football game to go to.
I don't know. They got a pretty good quarterback, just saying.
Which one?
Deshaun Watson.
Jacoby Brissett?
I was thinking the dude that's
with the
Jets. Oh,
you're right, it's the second game of the season, right? Yeah, game two.
Is it Zach Wilson?
Yeah,
the guy who sleeps with his mom's
that
friend.
That kid. Oh my God! Don't even. Yeah. Well, that kid. He's into the
MILFs.
Yeah. Cougars.
You can say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or GILFs.
Really? Was she a GILF or a MILF?
I don't know. How old is she?
Oh, she's young.
I don't know.
She's
was
like
a grandma.
Yeah. No. She's like in her 40s or like late 40s,
listen,
early 50s.
I'm down
she's
AF.
Very pretty.
I'm down AF either way.
You are?
Oh, either way.
MILFs and GILFs.
Yeah.
By the
AF,
way, how
AF.
Is that locker room like? To be honest with you, if Zach Wilson, like the Jets, like the other guys in that locker room have to give him all sorts of crap, I would imagine.
Or,
like, in a fun way.
Yeah, or they're like, yo, your mom got other friends or what?
Yeah, right. No, but that's
I
still giving him crap.
A lot more of that going, like, but not like big loud, like everybody's yelling the
yo, man. Fun.
And then they pull him aside after practice, like, yo, just got some friends.
Yeah.
Yo, you want to go out with your mom's friend and her friend, the four of us? Let's
Bet
do that.
Do. Learned women.
Yeah. All right, so listen, coming up, there's going to be some more hardcore sports talk coming up because Chris is asking for it. Chris is requesting hardcore sports talk.
What are you going to do next?
Chris wants us to talk. I asked him for a request. He said, would you guys do me the favor of having a full-blown conversation about how much the LIV Tour offered Tiger Woods? That's what Chris asked me to talk about. Is that a request?
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
Do you know why they call it the LIV Tour?
Tell me.
You really don't know?
No.
I know why.
What do the Roman numerals stand for? I'll just go to math. 54, because they play 54 holes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's smart.
There you go.
I didn't know that. That I did not know. B-Cam is in. Sedano's trying to be in. This is Sedano and Cap on 710.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Shinano and Cap. BK's also here in the party. Producer Lindsay's back in on this day in 1985. Weird Science, starring Anthony Michael Hall and Kelly LeBrock, premiered in theaters.
You know who else was in that movie?
No.
Robert Downey Jr.
Well, that's when he was deep in things, though, right?
Mm-hmm. That was pre...
That's when he had a lot of pixie dust flying around.
That was pre... what was the movie where he plays a character, Jules, and Zero, something Zero?
Ask BK. He's the movie guy.
BK, you know?
Oh, are you talking about... Less than Zero. No, it's not Less than Zero.
Yeah, Less than
what
Zero.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, Jules is a different movie.
I thought that was a character's name in that movie. No, Jules. Now there's Jules in Pulp Fiction. There's a different Jules. But Weird Science is a great movie.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
Weird Science. Do you know the movie well?
I've seen it once.
Oh, goodness. B-Cam, you know Weird Science?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Kelly LeBrock was formative for many people.
Yes, she was.
I do know that.
That's right. And they took the doll, Anthony Michael Hall, right? I don't know who the other guy was. And they take the doll and they put like battery chargers on it. And then all of a sudden she blows up into like a real life hot chick, you know? And then she takes these guys around because they're a bunch of dorks. And she takes them out and she shows them how to be like, you know, lady killers, you know? And then they hook up with the two hottest chicks in high school. Of both were dating like Robert Downey Jr. and the other guy. You don't remember this movie? Weird Science.
I saw it once.
Yeah.
And I was young.
There's that one scene where Anthony Michael Hall is like, Fast Man. Let me tell you the story, man. Last year, I was crazy, insane for this little eighth grade girl. And the guy was like, crazy? Insane? Yeah. And then he told him, he goes, you know, then she kicked me right in the groin, you know, and she did what? You don't know that? This is a great movie. Do you know what I'm talking about here, or am I by myself?
With Weird Science?
Yeah, on the telephone, man.
Goddamn night on the telephone?
On the telephone.
What you talking about on the telephone?
Right. Right. Yeah. This boy talking about on the telephone. He don't even have a license, Letha. Do you remember that scene? Driving down the road? No? Okay. It's just me. See? I finally know a movie that everybody doesn't know. Except B-Cam.
Hey, right. Cap, I got you, man. I know this movie. You love this movie.
Yeah, you
Inside
like
Out.
Really?
Yes. Love
Great
this movie.
Work from Bill Paxton.
Who is Robert Downey Jr. is in that movie? And I'm trying to think of who played alongside Robert Downey Jr. Because those were the two cool guys.
Well,
you know?
Bill Paxton was his brother.
Right. He was Chet.
Yeah.
Right.
Bill Paxton was the one in the HBO series, right? The polygamy one?
Yeah, what was that called?
Big Love.
Big Love.
Yes, right.
And
that's
the first episode, he ran around.
Chris Morales story.
No, I don't. Listen, I want no girlfriends. I couldn't imagine having three at once.
Right. That was mean.
He got two girlfriends. Funny, sexy, classy.
More important.
Oh, were you doing a size joke?
That's what I took it as.
Oh, but was it a size joke?
No, I was just a polygamy sort of.
No, either way, was it a polygamy joke or a size joke? I want to know now.
It was both, is what he's trying to say.
Definitely,
I want to know now.
I'm trying to think of what the right answer is. It wasn't.
There
but it
is still right answer.
It's just a series of wrong answers at this point.
So, you know, Kaplan has challenged me by my 40th birthday, which is next September, September 2023.
Really?
I know,
right? Right? Like you have that same reaction. Like, really?
You look terrible.
Oh my God.
I've lived
you
hard.
You guys are so mean.
Wow.
No, that's true.
Tough crowd. I'll tell you, tough crowd.
I have lived a very full 38 years thus far.
Well, that's true.
My insides are like 72.
At
easily.
Least.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
You can cut me open and count the rings just like a tree.
Yeah, so the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Until
60 pounds. I'm 5 in, so 55 to go, which that's, a, you know, 13 months still. Or 13 and a half.
I think you could do that.
Yeah, no, easily.
He could easily do it.
Yeah.
Could easily do it. He just needs to, like, the new thing is.
Be mid-sized love at that point.
Ooh.
Be smaller.
See, not no. Big love.
I gotcha.
No, I don't want to be, I can never be skinny. I want to be, like, mid-sized, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Still, you know, still a little junk in the trunk.
Well, you got to grind, you know what I mean?
Well, you've seen me grind, BK.
I have.
Yeah.
You want to experience it for yourself?
I mean, isn't that what tonight is for?
You want a Tuesday grinder right now?
Isn't that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
So you got to put the leg up.
Get on in. Here, right here. Oh, here, huh? Yeah. Oh, go. You go on, brother. Yeah. Oh, see, look.
This is good radio.
He didn't really get phased by that.
Can you do that?
We're just filling time till Sedano's back.
I've seen this before.
Not up
it's
close
not my first day at the station.
No, I know, but it's always interesting to see again, isn't it?
You know what I appreciate is his enthusiasm for it. It's like, you know, oh, like anybody could say anything. Oh, you want to see a grind?
Really? By the way, we're about 40 minutes away from real grinding. Lakers talk is coming up with Slee.
Wait, Slee's going to be on live tonight doing Lakers talk?
No. If you paid attention to anything, Cap, you would have heard Funch talking about why he's in and out today.
Funch, why are you in and out today?
Oh, because we had to put together Lakers talk.
So Slee could be at the dinner.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say. Okay, because...
Come on, Cappy, get it together.
Right.
But Mason is insulting all of us tonight.
Yeah, what exactly happened
today? Called yesterday a Mason Monday because it was a mental recharge day, and the entire radio station had the day off, which was a Disney thing. That wasn't our choice. Everybody was upset on Twitter.
How did they decide, though...
I don't know.
...that the people who were on the air were going to actually fill in for people who would normally be on the air? Like, somebody had to work.
Well, they didn't want us to do local fill-ins, or else we would have.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot smarter than what we did, which was play the, you know, national programming all day.
Okay.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mason takes today off.
But why?
So now it's a Mason Tuesday. And he's not even coming to the dinner tonight.
Why?
So he's insulting the family.
Why is he not coming to the dinner tonight?
He doesn't want to.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to say something right now, okay? So I actually technically had this whole week off. I had scheduled a vacation. Now, keep in mind, I asked for the vacation. I didn't dictate I'm taking these days off. I simply said, are these days available? May I take them off? I was told you can. Then what happened was I was told about this dinner tonight. And I said, well, geez, that seems like a really important thing for me to be at. So I changed my entire vacation to accommodate tonight's dinner. And you're telling me that Steve Mason isn't even going to come tonight?
No, he's not. What's wrong?
I thought the ground was shaking.
Oh, I'm hitting my leg. I was hitting my thigh. That's against
what you think we were in the middle of an earthquake here?
I was concerned.
I think that's another size joke.
Maybe.
You didn't say what you were hitting the table with.
So, yes, Mason has insulted the family yet again by not showing up tonight.
Unbelievable.
And this isn't just a dinner with, like, Amanda, me, corporate Greg, and, like, some middle manager vice presidents. These are the owners of the new owners of the radio station.
Who have flown in from around the country.
To break bread.
That's why I'm here.
To be with the Mishpucha.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of the Mishpucha, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable what has just happened. How are you? Dr. Clapper has literally just walked into the studio.
Who will be at the dinner tonight.
And masked up, because he has to be, because he's in the hospital.
Well, he's a surgeon.
Be. Right. Doc, can you come in here for a second? I need to talk to you. This is unbelievably good timing for me. Oh, my God. Dr. Clapper, I am so glad you're here. Oh, my. Come take a microphone. You have no idea how happy I am to see you. You're on. You got it. That thing's working.
The feeling is mutual.
Hi, doctor.
How are you?
How are you? How's it going?
Forget about it. No copay.
Hey, nice. Oh, my God. You have no idea. I have to talk to you.
Okay, I'm here.
Let me tell you what happened.
On Saturdays, this whole place is empty.
Yeah.
I'm the only one here.
By the way, the Weekend Warrior show, Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. with Dr. Robert Clapper.
That's right.
Cedar Sinai. Now, doctor, when you cleared me to play in the 7-10 softball game,
yes.
I went out on pure emotion, and you know, I was able to get through the game. We lost. I gave up the game-winning home run, unfortunately, as you well know, because you were part of the winning team.
That's right.
But you cleared me to play.
Yes.
And you talked about how the softball hit me in the shin, and there was no place for the swelling to go. My foot has been swollen and black and blue 2 weeks later. Now, is that because of the softball?
Yes. Here's a Clapper vision. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The Hoover Dam, Colorado River.
The Hoover.
You make, there's no R in that word.
H-O-O-V-A.
F-I-A-H.
Yeah.
Fire.
Like, huh.
The
what
Hoover.
What a president, that Hoover.
When my daughter was little, I took her to the zoo. I said, Michelle, look over there. There's a panther. She goes, Daddy, what's a panther?
Right. My whole life, I thought the word was mirror. Like, I say, hey, I need to look in the mirror. And people are like, what's a mirror? And I realized that my mother, who, like, left Brooklyn at 6 months old but still sounds like she's Andrew Dice Clay, her whole life, she taught me the word was mirror, not mirror. Anyways.
So, back to the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
The Colorado River, you now have the dam, and it backs up so that we have a reservoir so that you can feed the crops and all the rest of it. When you had that shot, right anterior, right in the front of your tibia, The swelling occurs because his bleeding occurs. It's tender. You thank God did not have a stress fracture, which I've seen. Mm. But that ring, like a tourniquet, all of a sudden is forming of swelling. Well, the veins and the lymphatics that drain your foot and ankle now have a choke around their neck. That's why it backs up on your foot. And you run around, you're vertical, so it can't really flow back up to the heart properly. That's why it's swollen.
You hear this, Chris? This is real analysis right here.
That's why he's Dr. Robert Clapper.
But, Doc, is there any chance that it could have affected my knee and gone north rather than south? Because now my knee is all screwed up. Seriously.
Well, your gait, obviously, the ankle's attached to the knee. It's attached to the hip. And I see it. I just spent all day seeing patients today who have knee pain because their hip hurts. They have hip pain because their knee hurts and vice versa.
Isn't it the most annoying thing in the world when you're an orthopedic surgeon and everybody just wants to talk to you about the things that are bothering them?
Well, I go to dinner and I look around the table. I did his knee and his shoulder and his hip. It's embarrassing, but it's really pervasive in our society.
How great will it be if you need surgery and we do a live radio show during the surgery?
Oh, my God. It would be phenomenal.
And we have... On social media and on radio, Clapper cutting open Kappa.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. And I'd want to be awake for the
Talk
entire
about
thing.
A remote.
Yeah. I want a local anesthetic, not a general. I want a local so I can be awake for the entire thing. We'll do an entire broadcast with you operating on my knee.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
I like it. I do.
Well, speaking of the accident, my first day at Cedars, 1983, as an intern, the nurse said, "Hey, what's your name? You're on call today. We got to be able to call you." I said, "It's Clapper." She goes, "Clapper." She goes, "I got to write it down so the nurses know to call you." She writes, K-L-A-P-P-A-H, Clapper. Is that right? I said, "Yeah, that's my name."
That's right. Like in that episode of A Curb Your Enthusiasm, Crazy Eyes Killer, right? Do you remember that character, Crazy Eyes Killer? K-I-L-L-A? You don't know? Okay. They were looking up in the phone book, couldn't find it. All right. Dr. Clapper, you're here. Would you like to spend some time playing Big Deal or No Deal with us?
I'll do whatever you want. I'm coming for the dinner, but here I am.
The Weekend Warrior Show, Saturday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 710 ESPN, and always available on the new ESPN LA app.
Right.
Catch the podcast. All you got to do is search ESPN LA in your app store. What do? You just tap, you download, you tap, and then
boom,
bam, boom.
Yeah.
You got Dr. Clapper in the palm of your hand.
Right. In the meantime, just one tap. Yeah.
You ever hear Technology Corner with Scott Kapp?
Yeah. You ever hear Sedano's promo? Just one tap. Yeah. one tap. Yeah. Big Deal or No Deal with Dr. Clapper. How are you? Coming up next, this is Sedano and Kapp on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed, 6:30 p.m. Sedano with Kapp on a live Imaging Tuesday. Is producer Lindsay in there?
Yeah.
Plus, we've got a special guest. Well, BK's here, Brian Kamenetsky. I don't know if Sedano's on the line still. Kaplan, Sedano. And the great Dr. Robert Clapper is in the house. How are you? It is 6:30 p.m. It is time.
How are you?
Big deal or no deal. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Chris. Super excited to do Big Deal or No Deal. You guys getting tired of that yet? You really missed me, didn't you?
We like it, don't we, George?
I love it.
Yeah.
Well,
I love it.
Cappy, this one is for you because I know that you're a big fan of Roadhouse, the Patrick Swayze film.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And now actor Jake Gyllenhaal is helping bring back the cult classic. He is set to star in the remake for Amazon Prime. According to a press release, the new reimagined version of Roadhouse will have Jake Gyllenhaal as a former UFC fighter who, quote, takes a job as a bouncer at a rough-and-tumble roadhouse in the Florida Keys, but soon discovers that not everything is what it seems in this tropical paradise.
Nice.
It will begin production in the Dominican Republic later this month.
Now, wait, they're not actually going to film it in the Florida Keys? That seems ridiculous, but okay. I guess probably cheaper in the Dominican Republic. Is it a show or is it like a movie?
It seems like it's going to be a show or a movie. I'm sorry. Like an Amazon Prime movie.
Oh, stream release for Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is it a big deal or no deal?
Cappy, that's your movie, bro. Big deal or no deal?
I'm going to say it's no deal. I love Roadhouse. No, seriously, I do. And I love Patrick Swayze.
Wait. Yeah. Are you anti-Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'm not anti-Jake Gyllenhaal. I just don't love sequels and prequels. Now, I know that there are plenty of really good ones out there, but this is one of those times where, you know, perhaps we should just let this one stand on its own merit. But I do love that one scene where what's his name, the character, Patrick Swayze's character?
Dalton.
And he says, look, just be nice until it's time to not be nice. Right? Just be nice.
I want you to be nice.
Until it's time to not be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, B-Cam?
I think this is a big deal because it's a terrible idea. It shouldn't happen. And look, I get it. Like, nobody has an original idea anymore. Nobody writes their own stuff anymore. Certain things should be left alone because they're perfect the way they are. And no on Roadhouse where they tweak it a little bit. No is the answer to that question.
Well, and if
that's
you're
why
Jake,
it's a big deal.
If you're Jake Gyllenhaal, right? Like, your agent comes to you, right? And goes like, hey, Roadhouse, Amazon Prime. And you're Jake Gyllenhaal. You know what I mean? Like, you've been in some really, like, big-time movies, right? And it's like, I mean, I guess maybe it's just like a fun little project for him, but I don't know, man. Like, I do like the idea that he's
a former UFC fighter, though. Dr. Clapper, what do you think? Big deal or no deal, a reboot here on Patrick Swayze and Roadhouse?
I agree with BK. It's cheap. It's cheap. Come up with an original idea. Every day you look around. How fantastic is life around you? Why do they have to replay the same stuff all over
again?
Here's
my idea.
Yeah.
It's
a
surgeon who falls off the rails and finds himself as a bouncer in the Florida.
There you go. That would be different, actually.
It's a movie.
And but rough and tumble Roadhouse.
If you're Jake Gyllenhaal, though, like, you've been nominated for an Oscar, right? You've won Golden Globe Awards. There are a myriad of projects that you could choose. There you go. There's the word of the day. And you chose that. I just find it fascinating. Like, fascinating selection there.
All right. Big deal or no deal continues. Producer Lindsay.
Okay, so Beyonce has removed the usage of the Milkshake song from her new song Energy after Khalees tore into the singer for featuring it, proclaiming it an act of thievery. So I don't know if you guys are like hip to this, but
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet.
Cappy is definitely not.
So Cappy, basically what happened was Beyonce released this new song called Energy. She used a line from Khalees' song.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. That song, yes.
Oh, that one?
Woman,
you don't know that song? Like, seriously.
You don't remember the time you went to the yard because of that lady's milkshake?
Right, because of the milkshake. I love that milkshake. That's a great milkshake.
Wait, do you? No, but you had to have at least heard the song.
Of course.
Before.
So Beyonce stole it, according to Khalees, because she said she didn't reach out to her and ask her for permission. She didn't even, like, give her a heads up, like, hey, I'm going to use this. She didn't ask for a blessing or anything. So now she's really upset. She posted on her chef's Instagram account to voice her frustration about it and said, this is not a collab, it's theft.
Ooh,
is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to go big deal here. Come on, Beyonce. Don't be that guy. Really? I mean, come on. Wait, so Beyonce just thought she was going to take the line? Did she think it was an homage to this other artist? Did she think that it was acceptable? Hey, I'm Bae, so I can take what I want?
So here's the real story. I'm looking at it in Rolling Stone.
Oh, all right.
So complicated.
For Pharrell Williams, right?
Okay, yes. I don't know him, but I know who he is.
No, you know Pharrell. I'm happy.
He just means not personal.
Yeah, like, we're not tight. You know what I mean? Not like me and Canelo.
I saw the look in his eye. He had no clue who you were talking about.
He thought I meant Scott Pharrell. Shake it up. So Pharrell Williams was one of the producers on the Milkshake song. And in the Beyonce song, the credit for the line goes to Pharrell. And I believe the other producer's name was Chad Hugo. And they get credit for it, not Khalees. So that is what set her off on top of everything else. She's not even getting credit for it. They're crediting her producers for the line.
And she never reached out and said, like, hey, Because I guess that's like customary. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm going to use this line in your song or whatever. And she tried to say, well, she wasn't using it. She was borrowing it, and there's a difference and all this stuff. So it's a big old back and forth.
Okay. All right. B-Cam, what do you say here?
I was just that is a level of depth and detail that I was unable to bring to this story. So thank you, George, for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dr. Clapper?
I mean, break my soul, though. I can hear that song 7,000 times. That song is not ripping off from anyone, not to my knowledge, at least. At least not without giving proper credit. That song I can hear forever. Such a good song.
I know a lot about the hip, but not the hop.
Oh, I see.
And I remember Anderson Cooper interviewing Eminem, talking about words that are so impossible to rhyme, like the word orange. And Eminem pointed out how great he was because he could find a million words that rhyme with orange to do a rap song.
Yeah.
So clearly, it's difficult to find words that rhyme. So to that extent, I don't blame them for stealing, but I don't think it's right.
Go back to the song you were just playing, Laura. Because that's the one,
Beyonce song.
Yeah, the Beyonce one that's not. Doesn't this have like a 90s Robin S. feel? It moves.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very like 90s house. Yeah.
It sounds like the guys on the SNL sketch.
Yes. Well, that was that sound. Yeah.
The guys on the SNL sketch.
You remember
mean?
Those days?
Yeah.
The 90s house days, Kaplan, where pixie dust was flying all over you?
I do. I recall. Dust. But wait, when you say the SNL guys, you mean the guys?
Glitter cap back then.
On behalf of Kaplan and Clapper, what does milkshake actually really mean to the hip hop crowd?
Well,
is
it's a shake.
Is it ice cream?
Shaking her booty.
And
like,
yeah, shaking the booty, Doc.
And why is that milk?
Well, because you know.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, you are right. I just looked it
I
up
just
here.
Did a milkshake dance for Calvin.
Very nice.
I saw a reflection in the window. Got up and showed that his milkshake is better than yours.
Yeah.
There his you milkshake go, brings the boys to the yard.
In pediatrics, the milk comes from the other end of the body. I just want to point that out.
Wow. So
Christopher. Dr. Clapper weekend, Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m.
The weekend warrior. The make sure you watch and you listen to that. Christopher, you were right. It is the Break My Soul track. The sample is Robin S.
Oh, it is. I'll see. There you go.
No. So but Beyonce's, Beyonce is actually crediting
Beyonce's
Robin S.
Beyonce's stealing from everybody these days.
So wait, why does she give her credit but not Khalid?
Because
I don't know.
She probably has to, because Robin S. probably either
I mean, that beat is hers.
Produced the track, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
All right. So next one. In 2019, French celebrated National Mustard Day with mustard ice cream. Mm-hmm. Sounds nasty. Well, in 2020, it was mustard beer followed by mustard buns last year. And this year, they're celebrating Mustard Day, which is coming up on Saturday, August 6th, with French's mustard donuts.
Oh,
yes, mustard-flavored donuts.
No thanks.
And now they've partnered with a New York City bakery called Dough Donuts to reinvent a classic glazed donut with a bright icing from French's classic mustard. The fluffy texture comes together with the iconic tang of the glaze for an unexpectedly delicious treat. Is a mustard donut a big deal or no deal? Cappy?
I'm handing off to B-Cam on this one. What do you think?
Oh, two things. First, you said mustard buns, and I started giggling because I'm 4 years old.
what's up, mustard buns?
I feel like that's another thing that somebody at some point has called Morales over the course of his life.
Tangy glaze?
Or mustard buns.
Okay, yeah, I like them both.
I was just thinking one, but you're right. Both work. I am the demographic for somebody making a mustard-flavored donut because I will try that because it's weird. And I have an absolute soft spot for weird food. As long as it's not like gross, it's like it's disgusting. It's like to this like with like you shouldn't. It's not food.
Right.
It's it's decomposed something.
What do you think's the most exotic food you've ever eaten? Been willing to try.
What do you count as exotic?
Well, I mean, here, I'll give you my answer. You ready? My answer is I was in Mexico City, and they put grasshoppers on top of the guacamole.
Cusano.
I've done that, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I didn't like it, but I've tried the insects.
Not for me.
What about the worm?
No, the worm? No worm.
Yeah.
I've had cuts, different parts, like cuts of meat that I, in hindsight, didn't like very much. But I've never done, like, what's that called? Like, that black egg or something like that? It's an acquired taste. I forget which culture it is, but like they bury an egg for like 9 years and they pull it out.
No.
That's gross. No thanks.
Nope.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to see great food pictures, Dr. Clapper's social media, at Dr. Robert Clapper on Instagram and Twitter. He talks a lot of food on his show on Saturday mornings, but he always posts stuff that makes me hungry, which I don't need more of, Doc.
I don't think you should post so many pics of you eating during surgery, though. Don't combine those two.
What do you think about mustard flavored donuts, Doc?
So as a surgeon, what's a donut? It's a pastry with a hole in it. A hot dog would fit perfectly as a surgical strike in the center of a mustard donut, like
oh God,
a bar mitzvah, a pig's in a basket, yeah. in a blanket,
yes.
Or whatever.
Genius.
Yeah, like a Hebrew national hot dog in the middle of a French's mustard
That's
donut.
Right. Out of the ballpark now, the big thing in minor leagues is they give you the hamburger between in the Krispy Kreme.
Feel free to run with that idea. It is a little sexual, but we'll stop there.
I was going to say, I was like, why did my mind go
a little sexual?
Like, right. Your patient, Laura, over here, she heard it right away.
I was like, oh, snap. Left.
Don't write me up.
Yeah, really. This don't go to HR.
This show is bluer than the other shows.
The funny thing is.
Oh, way bluer.
You know the thing,
not
BK?
Even close.
People used to give the old morning show a lot of crap.
Uh-huh.
This show blows the
way
old
harder.
Show. Oh, my God.
Way harder.
Sliwa would have left at 4:30.
By the way, that was for sure. He'd be super uncomfortable. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, so what's going on at George's house? What's
Mateo
doing
what's
now?
About, what's the deal? Come here, Mateo.
Ask Mateo if he would eat a mustard-flavored donut.
Mateo, come here. I want to ask you a question. Would you eat a mustard donut?
Yeah, I'm a donut.
Yeah, you want a donut? Okay.
Yeah, he does.
That's a good job, kid.
Yo, when mommy gets out.
Okay, when mommy gets out. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I like donuts and I like donuts. And I like donuts.
I do like donuts, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you ready for bath time?
No.
Okay.
I'm ready for bath time, though.
Yeah, George, will you give me a bath?
Well, he's got to go to bed soon.
Old
so.
Mustard buns over there is ready for
bath.
Is that weird?
Yeah, Cappy, you always extra for you. But yeah. No. I, you know what? Listen, when you're old, when you're so old, I will. Justin and I will give you a bath, and the kids, the girls, we'll all do it for you. How about that? We'll do it as a group, as a collective.
Justin,
when you're,
Is that it for big deal or no deal?
I got
deal?
One more if we got time for
yeah,
one.
Yeah, go ahead.
One
all right, I got to roll, but you got. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right, go ahead.
Bye, George. Okay.
So Shaq was on the Rich Eisen show today, and he's got a quote that's floating around that everyone's making a big deal about. He was asked about Kevin Durant's trade request, and Shaq's reply was, quote, "When you put a house together, you should live in it. You, as a leader, should make it work, but you don't want to make it work, I guess. You know, he's probably trying to get to a contender. It's just easier that way." Mm. Is Shaq dissing KD's trade request a big deal or no deal? B-Cam, start with you.
It's a big it's going to be play like a big deal, but it's not because KD doesn't care. And I think ultimately that's like KD does not care about any of this stuff. And for Shaq, of all people, to get into, you know, go live in it, all these other things, guy played for 26 teams, yelled at Dr. Buss, you know, pay me, all these other things. It's like, yeah, you know the business of this stuff. And most importantly, KD doesn't care about anything Shaq says.
I'm going to go with no deal here just because I think Shaq's speaking the truth. You wanted to go to Brooklyn. You wanted to build this team. You wanted to show everybody that you could do it without Golden State. So where are you going? It's your team, man. I agree with Shaq. What do you say, Dr. Clapper?
As a Laker fan, it's a big deal if ultimately KD winds up on the Lakers and they get rid of everybody but LeBron. That's the only way it's relevant to me.
Hear that? No relevance to the doc unless KD comes to the Lakers.
That's right.
It seems like a long shot.
Seems like impossible, but... you know, it's possible.
Dr. Clapper, are we going to go to a Rams game together this year or what?
Yeah, I got my season tickets, and most importantly, I got my parking pass, which has been nothing but a headache.
Why so?
Because the computer system that they use is against people of my age group and your age group. I could not figure out how to penetrate the parking app. Blue, green.
Okay,
there's got to be a better way to say that.
Well,
I understood it.
I he dumped it. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean dumped it?
Did you really?
Yeah, you did.
You did not dump penetration.
Access.
Somehow
the
you made it worse.
Yes, you did.
You don't dump that word.
It was the pause, the long pause after.
I'll stay on Saturday
before
morning.
Before you were waiting, you say like, well, where are we entering? That, I think, was the problem.
Well, I'm combining milkshake, donuts with holes, and hot dogs going through it with talking to the parking people at SoFi.
Doc is on tilt.
Doc is. He's feeling it AF right now.
Big time. All right, Dr. Clapper's in studio.
Nighttime radio is great.
B-Cam's in studio. It's lit, so that means Chris Morales is in studio, live imaging Tuesday. And Sedano's back and forth dealing with kids, you know? And you know, Laura's here, and Lindsay Baseball's here. So we got a lot of Mishbucha in the house today, you know?
A lot of Mishbucha.
Yeah, right.
It's a minion.
It is. We're close. We're very, very close. All right, so look, and then we're going to head out to a little company dinner here in a matter of
moments. So final segment's coming up. We got to make it a good one, Cappy.
Yeah, we're going to have to end really strong. How are we going to do that? We're going to tell you next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Live imaging Tuesday. Sedano and Cap. There was just so much conversation. There's so much joy in the room that I got taken away for a second. Just like when I hear this song. Back in 1986, Glory of Love by Peter Cetera hit number one, Cappy, on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, yeah. Come on. This is like out of the Karate Kid, isn't it?
Yes. One or two?
Two, I believe. Definitely not one.
No?
Number two.
Yeah?
Not number three.
Could be three.
Do you like the Karate Kid? Clinton Yates, the big CY is here.
CY is back.
Music, but I will say, controversial hot take, the best actual final fight scene is in three, not one. That's where he tells him, it's okay to be afraid of your opponent.
Hold on, Sam. Here comes the hook. You ready?
Oh, get it, Chris. Yeah. Get that grind on. Right on, Clinton.
How do you not grind when you hear it? Right. Peter, did you see the milkshake, Doc?
I was wondering about that.
Wait, so you're saying the
final fight scene in Karate Kid Part 3 is in fact a better overall scene than the crane kick for a multitude of reasons. Number one of which is that it's when Miyagi gets out on the mat and he says, it's okay to lose to your opponent. You cannot lose to yourself.
Right, you can't lose to
your
fear.
Your best karate is still inside of you.
Oh,
and
really?
That's when Danielson gets up and hits him with the bang, bang, boom, and bangs him out. It's better than the crane kick.
Danielson,
awesome.
One is the crane kick. Two is the one where he's over in Japan and they have to do the little drum thing.
Correct.
Where they're clicking.
And
it.
Three click, 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 is click, the it. One where Terry Silver comes in and sabotages him and, you know, like goes against his own mental motivation.
Yeah. That is good Karate Kid knowledge.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. So let me tell you what's going on in this studio right now. This is always my favorite thing when I'm listening to Mason in Ireland is when there's just mayhem going on. And so right now we've lost Sedano. We got half the Kamenetskis in the house. We got Dr. Clapper. How are you? We got Morales, who my 22-year-old son just told me Morales needs to be on the show every day. Clinton Yates is here.
Well, that's going to require us to open the agreement and have a new agreement.
Right. Clinton Yates is in the house. Now, guys, can I just say one thing? Because this is a great collective of tremendous men that I'm around right now.
Sure.
My 22-year-old son, Justin, who you guys know, is leaving tonight.
He should be taking a picture of this, by the way, at this moment.
Yeah, Justin, what are we doing?
He is leaving.
Your dad pays for everything you do. Take a picture.
The guy is leaving tonight to go back to college.
Okay.
He's 22 years old. He's bounced around college to school to school because, you know, playing football and then COVID and all these other things have happened. And the guy is going back to college tonight. Any words of wisdom or advice for a young man, fellas?
Go to class. That's literally the one piece of advice that is the hardest thing to actually do when you get on a college campus that I hated doing. Go to class. Just show up. I'm saying it matters.
Unless,
you know what I'm saying?
Unless it's an 8 a.m. ocean.
See what I'm saying?
Class.
You got guys that are making excuses for every other thing. Or unless it's 70 degrees on a Tuesday and everybody wants to drink beer on the lawn. Or if you had a bad night. Like, go to class. That is the number one most important thing.
Where'd he go?
He's right over here.
Are you paying for it? Where'd he go?
He's over there.
Is he paying for this?
Is he paying for school?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm just asking.
You mean
polite.
Like, is he himself paying for it?
These sided hats aren't showing up on set for nothing.
Exactly.
If the answer is no, Clinton is right. Go to class. That's your only job.
Yes.
Go to class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was not very good at going to class. Mm-hmm. I had other things to do.
I will say, nobody cares when you go to college, try to graduate from college, learn, meet people, do all that stuff. Nobody cares where you went to college.
Yep. Right. It's like when you get to college, nobody cares where you went to high school. Same deal.
Nobody
you
know? Cares.
George is back. George, I was asking the gentleman if anybody has any solid advice for my 22-year-old son. Now, we've heard from Mateo, so we've got a 19-year gap between your little guy and my little guy.
Yeah.
And my little guy is like 6'2 and 220 pounds, so he's a little bit different of a little guy. Any words of wisdom from George Sedano to young Justin Kaplan as he heads back to college?
Dude, just have fun. Like, you
good
know what
job,
I mean? Like,
good look, job.
What's that?
I said, good job. Clinton over here, go to class.
Go to class, yeah.
Have fun.
You can do both.
No. Yeah. Well, you could.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I'm, while you're I mean, there, you
option.
Might as well learn. Yeah, for
right.
sure.
Thanks.
But I think ultimately go do stuff, even academically, that you think is fun. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would say, is that The reality is, if you're going to school, you might as well enjoy what the hell it is you're trying to study. Like, don't go there and just because Cappy's like, Justin, you got to be a lawyer or whatever. I don't know what he wants you to be. Maybe he doesn't want you to be anything. But my point is, like, there's a lot of kids whose families, like, pressure them into being a certain thing. And it's like, screw that. Do what makes you happy, bro.
Also, the girls are in the classes. So, like, you know.
Yeah, pick, look. That's part of, I mean, pick some classes with some girls. You know what I mean? There's, that works, too. And go and, like, go and just be, like, do the college stuff. Like, have fun. Go on crazy road trips with, like, your friends and do all the stuff that you're going to remember. You're not going to remember your econ class. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna remember going on a roadie. You're going to remember the nights at the bars. You're going to remember all that stuff and the games and stuff. But, like, you just do stuff that's going to make you happy. Like, that's always should be the, like, genesis of all of it, even if it's academically inclined. Like, just do stuff that makes you happy.
That's a good job, Saddam.
Take a class in art history.
Mm. Yeah.
No matter what it is that you're going to do in life, you want to be an artist.
Maybe take a pottery class. Oh, oh my God. With a clay pottery. Like, you know.
Right.
Here we go. Right. Okay.
I don't know if we have that song.
We do the ghost scene, even though he was probably like negative seven when that movie came out.
I cannot escape
exactly
it.
Where this was going.
You know the ghost bit, right?
Art history is a good
class. I don't
need
to. I just knew what you were getting at.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
You don't know about the concierge, Julian?
Have you met Julian?
I don't think so.
I don't think you've met Julian.
Unchained Melody. He's playing in the background.
Julian is my best friend here, a.k.a. the Consigliere. Wow.
Okay. Julian, my darling. Julian, do you like my baseball mitt?
Now, Clinton, I heard Travis talk smack about you.
That's fine. Travis can talk all the smack he wants because Travis is happy he hit a homer because Travis is ungrateful that I bring him customized bats from all over the globe that say his name so he can have his glory days back when he was a gaucho. But Travis wants to talk about one silly softball game where he managed to get around the bags in, I don't know, 90 seconds after hitting the ball out. We love Travis.
Doc, did you have to give Travis oxygen like when he got back to the dugout?
Exactly, George. You know what I'm saying?
Ammonia. Smelling salt.
Really?
No, but we're good.
So what do you think about all this advice, my man?
He's got to experiment, too. Like, try new things.
Oh, definitely experiment.
Yeah.
Like, listen.
I don't think you guys are talking about the same thing when you say experiment.
If there's a group of people that want to try some stuff, you try it.
No. That's the, if everybody wants to run off a cliff, are you going to run off a cliff question?
Yes,
yes. Depends on the size of the cliff, right, exactly.
As long as it feels good, Justin, give it a try.
Yeah.
It's all great advice.
You like this advice?
I think you too. Just make sure you get in the West Virginia Jewish Sports Hall of Fame like your dad did in Western Pennsylvania.
George, now that, did you hear that, Justin?
Yeah, that's an accomplishment.
Did you hear what
right
George
there
said? You might make it to the West Virginia Jewish Sports Hall of Fame one day.
Wow.
What an honor.
I mean,
listen,
literally every Jew in West Virginia who has ever picked up a ball
is in that Hall of Fame.
Wow. I mean, listen, that was one of the most fun shows we've had in a while.
I have a book at home. Famous Jewish athletes. Bobby Fischer is one of the chapters. He's a chess player.
It's the line from Airplane.
I love it. I love
Shout out to Sandy Koufax.
That's right.
Right on.
Exactly, George.
Right on. All right, Laura, I think, what's the deal here? When are we getting
3 minutes and 30 seconds, Cappy. Yeah.
No.
Listen, I bought some time because I gave Mateo a chocolate cupcake, but he's now back in here, so.
We're going to 5950, Cappy.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I sent you a message.
Laura just told me she sent me a message.
I love the way we're doing this live on air.
Yeah!
BK, how's the day going? I heard you were in.
I was running around. I mean, you know, not just instantly available. I had things on the schedule. I was doing Spectrum down the TV stuff.
I have a view, by the way, of BK right now that he looks like Wilson in Home Improvement. I can only see his eyes above the fence for those of you who understand how packed this studio is.
Mysterious below.
It's pretty good.
But it was fun. I was like, there's not a lot of hot sports talk on this show.
No.
As you know.
No.
And
that's why we love it.
I am a big fan.
Okay.
And Clinton today did a hardcore MLB trade deadline show.
Oh, Clinton. Wow. Yeah, but listen.
That was not by design.
Baseball Tonight on digital.
Yeah, I know. No, listen. It is a big day in baseball. And it was also very weirdly personal because, like, the Nats doing what they were doing. But overall, like, I think this was a trade deadline where a lot of people knew what was going to happen to get back to it. And so it wasn't necessarily that exciting. I mean, it was cool to see it happen, but nobody was surprised.
How many segments about the Angels did you do?
Bro, at least four.
Come on.
I mean,
real?
What, yo?
They should have traded Shohei.
In one show?
Killing me.
Four in a show.
Killing
really
me. But that's another matter.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm out here trying to talk about these rascal dates I went on, and next thing you know, we're chalk-talking why Ohtani is still on the team. But that's fine. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
You know, you say that everybody kind of knew what was going to happen. I will admit that for all the talk about Soto to San Diego, I was like, yeah, there's a lot of talk about it, but I don't think it'll really ever happen. But it did.
It did. I mean, he didn't. What I'm saying is that it wasn't like he went to, I don't know, the Phillies. Like, there were three or four teams that people knew when he did it. So that's all. Anyway. All right.
By the way, I think I may have erred here by giving him chocolate cupcake at 7 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Bouncing off the walls right now.
Oh, yeah. No.
Give him some NyQuil. It'll be fine.
So, George, do you want me tonight at this big company-wide dinner, do you want me to say anything with regards to why
you're absolutely
not there?
Not.
Remarks?
On the contrary. Say nothing. Say less.
And no, but the reason I think it's important to mention it is because we've aired out the fact that Mace is not coming tonight, that he mysteriously
insulted the family tonight.
Yeah. Never go against the family in public.
I mean, you have a legit
excuse. Now, he did that on purpose?
Yes. He said he's not coming to the dinner.
Oh, wow. Even though he wouldn't. But why didn't he show up to work today?
Because he said he's not coming to
work. He's not coming to work, therefore they should move the dinner.
I have a question. You think that since Sedano's not coming, and
Sedano,
Mason,
this is a health reason.
Excused absences versus unexcused absences.
Yeah, I mean, my wife got COVID.
Trust me, Sedano does not want to be home with the kids right now. He wants to be here.
Yeah, you think I want to deal with this? This kid bouncing and this bounce off the walls
behind? Do you guys think it would be okay if I invited Rubber Rachel to take Sedano's spot?
No. You're overreaching, I think.
You don't think? You don't think, really? I mean, she'd add to the party, I think.
He's trying so hard.
That's a bit of a reach.
It is.
I think that's a move that you could have just pulled and said, deal with it, as opposed to asking all of us.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if you just
idea.
Showed up, been like,
you
all
know
right.
that she's been texting. Why am I not? Why can't I be there, Scott?
Scott, you know how I feel about that.
I should do it, right?
You did the right
thing. She was like, Mr. Sexy Classy's going.
Right. Sexy Classy's going. Why can't I go?
That's great.
All right, listen. Thank you, Dr. Clapper. Thank you, Clinton Yates.
Yes, sir.
Chris Morales with Lit is the best. We love it. B Camp, thank you.
You're welcome.
George, I hope everybody is well and healthy, including Kelly, of course. And let's go to this company dinner. We're out of here. We're back tomorrow at 4. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Peace out, everybody.